Hi, this is Harlan Ellis, and I'm the creative consultant for Fantastic Audio, and I've been pressed into service to have a small commentary as postlogue, epilogue, as you wish, to Ursula K. Le Guin's wonderful collection of stories, which you have just heard, presumably, and to talk about Ursula. Because she's an old pal of mine, the Countess Le Guin, who swears she's a vampire. She isn't really. She's actually one of the most elegant, strong women I have ever met. But she comes from very fine stock. The apple did not fall very far from that tree, because the tree was Theodora K. and Alfred L. Kroeber. That's K-R-O-E-B-E-R. You could look them up in almost any good guide to important literature, and you will find that in 1962 they published a book called Is She in Two Worlds? And this is the classic biography of the man Ishi, the last of his tribe, the Yahi people, who were believed massacred sometime in their entirety, sometime between 1900 and 1911. And in 1911, he staggered into a slaughterhouse in northeastern California, and the Krobers did his biography. It's been made into a movie several times. I believe one of them was called Ishi, the Last of His Tribe. It's an astonishing book, and taught in hundreds of universities. Well, their daughter is Ursula K. for Kroeber Le Guin. Now, Ursula's first book was called Rokanan's World. It was a paperback. It was half of a double, an ace double. Ace books back in those days, which I guess was in about the mid-50s, early 60s, were doing these doubles. They would bind two books back to back. And on the back of Ursula's book, Rokanan's World, was a wonderful novel by Tom Dish called Mankind on the Leash, which was Donald Wolheim's retitling of Tom's original title, which was The Puppies of Terror, which is a marvelously mordant title. But here was Ursula K. Le Guin, this person no one had ever heard of before, and all of a sudden she was leaping right into the forefront of the finest writers of science fiction and fantasy who had ever existed. She's married to a man named Charles, and she's had 18 novels published. I mean, that's only the tip of the iceberg of the number of books she's done, but 18 novels. And I'm not sure this will encapsulate her character for you, but I must tell you that Ursula and I have been together in enough. I mean, I had her baby. She said, I'm not to tell you what we did with it, but I did carry to term her baby. And we've found ourselves in any number of world capitals together, either speaking on the same venue or just happening to pass through at the same time. And the best one of those was maybe 20-something years ago, when I, in company with a woman long before I married Susan, and Charles and Ursula decided they wanted to go to my favorite tandoori restaurant, which was a few blocks over from Ladbroke Grove in Kensington. And we were walking. Ursula remembers that I fell down in the Portobello Hotel, that I threw myself to the floor and tried to swim across the carpet. She swears this is true. I have no memory of it. And the woman is a liar. The woman is not true. But in any case, we were walking along this street beyond Ladbroke Grove toward this wonderful tandoori restaurant, and there was a large fire hydrant there. And for some reason, which I cannot recall now, I flung myself onto this fire hydrant and began begging it to take me to its leader. Ursula grabbed me by the legs and tried to drag me off it. No, no, I'm screaming. No, no, they're after us. You must listen to me. Take me to your leader. Her husband, Charles, as Ursula says, walked away very quietly, pretending he did not know either of us. And the next thing I knew, Ursula had dragged me off, and she was apologizing to the fire hydrant that I was not, in fact, a representative of our species, that she had no idea who I was, where I had come from, and please don't destroy our planet, because he's a fool. I have no idea how this will sit with you, these revelations about the Countess Le Guin, but there you go. It's part of the joy of being a world-famous author is to know other totally demented world-famous authors. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.